Good evening, everybody. You've tuned in to ET Healing and Exploration in Consciousness. And boy, tonight there's going to be an exploration. This is Veronica Entwistle speaking for Jackie, because we're all going to be delighted tonight and lifted beyond our expectations as the team comes through Jackie and works with us on the release, the understanding and the bringing forward and the releasing of that collective feminine rage. Well, that'd be good too. So without further ado, we're going to introduce Jackie's team. Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome, Veronica. So you want to transform age. That's
yes,
your preference,
please.
Instead of rage, all right.
And get the cage taken care of.
Right. Well, good evening, everyone. Now, we've done a lot of preparation with the channel tonight, and this is going to be bigger than she had planned. So we're setting up right now some energies around her. We welcome all of you, and we love all of you, and we want to start this off by saying, allow yourself to really relax into tonight, to open your heart, to open yourself. Now, if you find that you have resistance tonight, that's all right. You're allowed to do that. Remember, you're on a planet of free will. We're not going to force you to do anything. The energies coming through your computer and the beings entering now, beautiful beings of light and love, are there to support each and every one of you. In the preparation for tonight's channeling, we had the channel send out energies through the crystalline grid, covering the entire planet and all of humanity. So tonight's show is geared to not only all of you that are listening, but to every human on the planet. To the lifting and the transforming of rage. Feminine rage and all rage. Now, you know you've seen enough of it out there. You're seeing it in your news and everywhere. There is, hold on 1 minute, Veronica, we need to.
I'd like to say one thing.
Hold on, we have to turn down the music here.
And ahead. I will say one thing. I'd like listeners to please hold all calls. This is important. We're all going to gain, so let's just listen until maybe the team will offer to open the phones later, but right now we'll just listen. Thanks.
Thank you, Veronica. We appreciate that. Now, we're going to just talk with you tonight about a lot of things, just gently and easily. There won't be any major, you know, drum rolls or cymbals or anything. This is It'll seem very simple, very easy. But that's the way healing occurs. When you allow yourself, this is co-creative, everyone. It is your willingness, your intention, joining with us tonight to heal, to lift, to shift rage. Some of you may be listening and saying, well, I don't have any rage. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, you do. You're human. If you're suffering from depression, you have rage. Many of you with diabetes, you have rage. If you have illness, somewhere in there's rage. If you've ever felt hopeless or helpless, there's rage. If you're a woman, there's definitely rage. It's built into the system. For those that are listening that are gay, you have rage. of different ethnicities, you have rage. Now, this doesn't make you bad or wrong. You're humans, a difficult place to be. We want you to understand. This is not an easy place. Now, why is rage so important? Well, let's start from the beginning. Everyone listening tonight is a star being. You all came here. Every one of you, with the intention of making a difference on the planet. Built in this sensing, this drive of knowing that you came here to do something special. And many of you still searching, what is my purpose, what is my purpose? And we can tell you that your greatest purpose is to send out as much love, as much joy, as much happiness as possible into the collective. Now that may seem incredibly simple. You mean that's it? That's all I came here to do? Well, you may want to do other things, and that's wonderful. You may have proclivities towards certain, you may be healers, and we have all often said, you're all healers. Certainly the channels told you that. But your understanding of how to heal may need to be expanded just a little. Now, Veronica, you're a perfect example of this.
I am?
Yes, you love to play.
I do, yes.
And in your play, in your joy, you are doing more for the collective than you realize.
Well, isn't that great news?
So many of you think you're not doing enough, and we would say to you, do something that makes you laugh, that gives you joy. When you eat that dessert, stop feeling guilty. Relish it. Every bite as it drips down your face. Love it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Be in joy with it. If you're going to watch your televisions, watch something that gives you joy. And you could say, well, I love to watch something on the History Channel or whatever. If it gives you joy, wonderful. Happiness, joy. Some of you have gone through life and had so little of it. Been so serious. Not to play on words too much here.
It seems like joy is a reward that we're seeking at some level that we're not allowed to have till we're
done. Oh, no. Find things that make you joyful. You need to spend time every day being in joy. And consciously know that you're sending that energy out like a bubble into the collective. That's great work. That's the reason it's so important to heal the rage. Now, we can hold a whole other show on guilt and shame and all these. We've done the shame and others. But tonight, rage, and it's up on the planet, everyone. It is up. You're seeing it all over your globe. You're seeing it in your schools. Drive-by shootings and random killings. Slaughterings in schools and wars, and it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's coming at you. And some of you, since the last show, having experiences of people just out of the blue, thinking that you've worked so hard, you've healed so much, and all of a sudden the same old things are back. I don't understand. It's rage. And if you don't heal yours, it's going to come at you. How did you get it? Some of you were damn angry about coming onto the planet. You had grand plans and you got in the womb. And Mommy went into labor and it was, no! I changed my mind. I want to come back. Don't like this place. You come out of the womb and you get spanked and bright lights and things in your eyes and laid on a cold thing. And now there's nothing fun about that. And hopeless, helpless rage and infancy and childhood. Parents who don't know how to raise children, because none really do. There is no instruction book. Damaged parents trying to raise babies. Struggling with their own issues. Little ones punished. No, no, no. Bad, bad. Wrong, wrong. Parents didn't set out to damage you. They didn't know how much damage they were inflicting. But they did. And those of you with siblings accused of things, of course, that brother or sister did wrongfully, sent to your room, deprived of dinner, whatever. Some of you rejected by parents because you were so different. Just your energy and frequency made them angry. They just didn't like you.
That sounds like me.
Yes, there's many of you, Veronica. We talk with many like you. Well, the Janice one, too. And your parents didn't know why. They just didn't like you. What is this? You know, they're different. They're strange. They couldn't even define it themselves. Some of you have suffered incest and terrible abuses in childhood. And there was nowhere to go with the rage. You weren't allowed. Some of you lost your parents, either through emotional abandonment or physical death, sent off to other family members to be raised, rejected for whatever reason. Rage. Compared, made fun of. Some of you were told that you were ugly or dumb. Or you were just let you know that somehow you just didn't measure up. Not smart enough, tall enough, strong enough, pretty enough. Go to school. And you enter the world of comparison and cruelty. Maybe you didn't have the right clothes or the right house or the right nationality or the right race. Some little girls and boys feeling very different anyway, knowing somehow that they were different. They didn't fit in. They couldn't pinpoint it. Something was wrong with them. That's how the way they perceived it. Not fair. Didn't feel like they even belonged here. Always felt like they were on the outside looking. What's wrong with me? Why am I so different? I don't like these kids. They're mean. Some of you even born into families that you didn't trust your own families. I don't like these people. I don't want to be here. Rage. And then entering puberty and developmental issues, you know. Everything starts changing and growing. And get pimples and this and that. More comparisons. And then you're not rich enough or smart enough or sophisticated enough, tall enough, short enough, smart enough, athletic enough. Some of you recognizing then different sexual proclivities. Shame turning into rage. And for you girls and boys, imprinted with mom and dad's rage. Boys and girls, imprinted with mom's rage. And mom's mom. And perhaps dad's. So not only do you have your own, but imprints from others. Things you had absolutely no control over. Not any of it, really. You didn't have the tools. And then the struggle of just being human. Some of you having tremendous desires to go to school, and things happened. Some of you got pregnant. Mommy and Daddy didn't have enough money or didn't care. Some of you had to go to work to help the family. And abuse, all of the abuse, emotional and physical abuse. Not only by parents, but by siblings as well, and other family members. Feminine rage built into the system. Thousands of years of the loss of power, of competition with other women for men to protect them and take care of them, being treated like chattel. Their needs and wants, sometimes personally, definitely sexually, not important. There to serve and satisfy. Huge rage. And this is the reason we combined them tonight, because you see, if it was just feminine rage, the question would come, well, why are all these men shooting everybody? Why aren't the women? But there are women acting out. You don't hear as much about it, but it's out there. The women killing their children, drowning their children, It's coming. Plotting their husband's death. And you're seeing their children acted out. These are the children that are going into the schools, killing. They got it from somewhere. They got it from somewhere. We're not blaming. Please understand this. We're not blaming. That's not what this is about. As a race, it's coming to a head. And the more light that pours onto the planet, the more it pushes the rage up to the surface. That's what the light does. Shines light on the dark, on the unexposed, suppressed and repressed feelings and emotions, the dark emotions that need to come out. And those of you suffering from depression, and there's so many of you, so many of you, some of it intense, some of it mild. Here you are as adults, frustrated. I know I'm here to make a difference. So many of you having had abduction experiences, trying to come to terms and to grips with all of this, actual cracks in the psyche, agreed to, planned upon, great volunteers that you are. Having dealt with extreme fear, and we want to give kudos to all of you right now, those that know you are and those that may suspect that you are. Part of what you volunteered to do in those experiences was help transform fear. In a big way, shifted in the collective. But it still created rage. Why me? Why am I so different? Why did they choose me? Why did they pick on me? What do I do with this? Some of you are okay with it. But a lot of you aren't. And inequality and injustice, oh, it's everywhere. Women, you've been dealing with this all your lives. And all of you listening tonight have had lifetimes as men and women. How can feminine rage affect men there simply? Being denied your feminine. Losing it. Having it stripped away from you, made fun of. Having to survive in your macho, which is a difficult thing to do. Your movies are loaded with it for years and years and years and years. Your history. Who's bigger, who's stronger, who can kill first? Who can run the fastest, who can do this, who can do that? Well, no, that's a Latin athleticism, that's different. In a way, yes, But in a way, no. Some of you feel abandoned. Abandoned either by parents, lovers, children, friends, God. That's built into the system. The only planet, everyone, where you experience yourself as separate from your source.
Is that required for us to make the growth?
Say it again, Veronica.
Is that required for us to grow?
It is part of the way that human consciousness was created, Veronica.
Hmm.
It was part of the grand experiment, and there's a paradox here. It is a fascination to many races. That human that any consciousness could be created in such a way that it experienced itself as separate. That is a fascination.
It's a grand experiment.
It is a grand experiment. You're right. Someone said today they couldn't believe that there were others fighting to get here. Why would they want to come here? Because you're at a time and in a place where all eyes are on all of you. You have more help than you could possibly imagine. And rage. An enormous issue, because you can't feel the joy fully and believe you deserve it. You can't get to it. You can't hold it when you carry the rage. You won't give yourself permission. It'll get in the way. And certainly if you're running depression, you can't. And what else? You can't feel the love. You won't even allow the love. You can't. Not really. You could all be saying, well, I have love. Do you really? Are you allowing yourself to feel it? To be vulnerable with it? To be fully present with it? To immerse yourself in it? You can't. Not with the rage. It's impossible. You won't trust love. You can't. Not really.
And it's harder to forgive, isn't it?
Well, of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. Success, love, joy, ecstasy. You see, this is where you're going. The next octave, ecstasy. Limitlessness. You can't get there with rage. Any more than you can get there with shame. You'll sabotage it. You'll push the love away. You'll find a reason not to accept the joy or for it to get twisted. Many of you have entered relationships with people in it. Oh, it looks so beautiful in the beginning. Your prince or princess charming had come, the answer to your dreams. And in short order, it got twisted. Well, how the hell did that happen? They had me fooled. They just had me fooled. They had a temper. They hid it from me for 6 months. Nobody ever thinks about the fact that it's their rage coming at them. Now this gets into the whole other thing about, you know, there's only one of you. And that gets very confusing for all of you. And some of you carrying rage at yourself. I blew it. I blew my life. I made choices. I got pregnant. I married the wrong person. I blew that college education that I should have had, and now I'm working for Circuit City or somewhere. Looking for someone to blame. You can't keep it down forever. And for those of you that have depression, it's the rage you never gave yourself permission to feel. Ever. And so you went numb. And you stayed numb. Tonight, as we're talking to you, the energies are working with you, with your permission only, with your permission and intent only. Now, am I going to be healed after this? Now, that's the ego. We'll jump right in there. We're starting the process. We're lifting. We're shifting. Is this an experiment? Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, that should make all of you very excited.
I love that.
We want to see how much you can shift, how much you can lift. Now, this may set up a series of events that force you to deal with it. You may all be clicking off your computer right now.
You mean we're going to start getting mad at each other?
You may.
Oh, dear.
It may just all of a sudden surface. And it may not be nearly as bad as you thought. You may wake up and think, you know, I really hate them. Whoever them may be.
Oh, dear.
Now, don't be beating yourselves up. That's not what you want to do. Well, hating somebody is not spiritual. No. However, getting honest about your feelings is. Deal with it. It's an emotion. Find out why. Process it. Write a hate letter. I hate you, you dirty, rotten SOB. We don't care who it's to. We prefer that you don't mail it because we don't want to. Poor channel getting loads of email over this.
She probably will anyway.
Oh, that's possible too. However, now, some of you, and we caution you with this, who've worked so hard on all your spiritual growth, and the negative ego will come in and say, you healed that, don't pay any attention. No, you didn't. You mean those hundreds of thousands of dollars I've spent were not? Yes. Not that you didn't do great work. There are layers, there are levels, and the energies right now, please understand that all of you are helping shift the collective. You're going to have a bigger dose. Well, Mary processed her rage in a week. Good for Mary. You're not Mary. You're whoever you are, listening to this right now. This is not because you're bad or flawed. It's because you chose to participate at a deeper level. Now, don't go to martyr with that. Look at me, I'm suffering more, I must be more spiritual. No, that's not where you want to go. Wow. I must have had a hell of a meeting on the other side of the veil when we were passing stuff out. All right. Rolling up my sleeves. Let's get to it. I decided to do this. I must have known that I was going to be able to. Yes. That's the attitude. That is the attitude. Don't worry about why it's not all processed now. Your star beings, the highs higher, the lows lower. You came in to help shift the collective consciousness of the planet. And each one of you doing it your own unique way. Your piece, your contribution. Intentionality. So important here. And none of you are alone. None of you. Talk to your star friends and families. You can't see them. Now, maybe some of you can, but the majority of you can't. That doesn't mean they're not there. They are. they can't intercede. They can work with you. Ask for assistance. Not to do it for you. Assistance. Okay, guys, here's what I want to do. Now, you know, if you do this in your car, people will just think you're on your cell phone thing. So they won't make too much fun of you. If you're walking around the house, probably better to do it if you're there alone. Look, they're acknowledging us. They know we're here. Oh, thank God. We just never thought they would get it.
They can help a great deal, can't they?
They can help in many, many ways. Co-creatively. This is your planet. You're the human. You're on your way to higher dimensions and frequencies. You're on your way to limitlessness. You're on your way to what you would perceive today as total ecstasy. And what about that person that you think screwed you? Where's the rage? No, I'm spiritual. I have to forgive them. As you stuff the rage down, and stuff it down, and you get problems in the intestines, and the indigestion, and heartburn. Don't kid yourselves here that you're so spiritual that you processed all of this. You have it, not right now, not with the energies that are coming in. You're great beings, all of you. Incredible beings, all of you. You could do this. Well, we can hear the words, how? What do we do?
Giant laser hoses us out.
As we're talking, let the situation surface. You know, the man that took all my money, the one that broke my heart, that bitch that took me to the cleaners, you know, the divorce, got my kids, the mom that beat me, the dad, the brother, the uncle that raped me, or the stranger. That woman that stole my husband. You know, there's a million stories. My mom or grandma or aunt or whoever that told me I was ugly. The parents that rejected me. The friends that betrayed me. The injustice of struggle. I work so damn hard. I've done so much to try to help the planet. And look, I'm struggling still. I'm so angry. Oh, wait a minute. No, I can't get angry. I'm spiritual. Of course you've got rage over that. I don't understand. I'm a great psychic. I'm a great healer. Why don't people come to me? Let's get to the rage. Well, what's going to happen if you heal the rage? Well, for starters, you're going to find that people are a lot more friendly.
Really? Great.
because your reality or illusion is a reflection. Did you want us to back up a minute here? Your reality is a reflection. What does that mean?
Well, brings back whatever you've got inside, right?
That's right. See, you've got the person that says, oh, I'm so loving, I don't understand why that person's mean to me. You may be loving, but if you're carrying rage, we see this in couples. I'm the easiest person in the world to get along with. I'm so loving. My husband's an asshole.
At least good to have a scapegoat.
Whose rage is it? Mm-hmm. He rages all the time. I just hate it. Whose rage is it?
Obviously our own, right?
We're sorry, Veronica, we didn't hear you.
I said it's obviously our own, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Or the shame that some of you feel for having been in a relationship where you were rageful. We would say congratulations. Get to it. If you found a partner that lets you get to your rage, hallelujah.
Pretty scary to try to express rage, I think, you know?
Most of you are afraid of your rage. You have so much judgment on rage. So much judgment on rage because you're spiritual. You don't give yourself permission because you don't think it's pretty.
Well, it's all curled up with shame anyway, isn't it? So it's easy to get that backlash.
Yes, it is. Good observation, Veronica. You see, when you can be objective and understand that you are star beings here, you've taken on a human experience. And all the baggage that came with it. And when you can be objective enough to realize, and loving enough with yourself to realize, oh crap, I've got rage. Oh, all right, let's get rid of this stuff. What's it going to take? All right, because I'm not going to get where I need to go as long as I've got it. So let's get to it. Or I'll go out in the mountains and just scream my head off.
Beat some rugs.
There you go. Buy one of those little baseball-y things that are rubber. Beat something with it. Get to it. What does it take? Again, some of you are afraid. You're so afraid that if the rage came out, that it would devour you and others. That's how big it is for some of you.
Mm-hmm.
That you could hurt someone or hurt yourself. Or as you said, Veronica, that you would be ashamed because it would be so big. You've shoved it down for so long. Now, Lazar has... For those of you who don't do these promos well, Lazarus, the channels talked about Lazarus. So, Veronica, you know Lazarus'
yes.
website?
Mm-hmm. Lazarus.com.
Can you spell it, please?
LAZARIS.com.
There you go. Go on and search rage. There is a tape that deals with rage, that couples it with other energies. Jealousy, envy, and rage. Interesting combination. Very good tape. Work with it. Now, some of you may be saying, well, you mean tonight isn't going to work? We didn't say that. And we're also not telling you that tonight's it. Because this is too big of an issue. If it wasn't, you wouldn't still be dealing with wars. Set your intention that in healing your rage, it's going to impact the planet. Now, that may sound pretty full of yourself, doesn't it? What do you think, Veronica?
Well, I was thinking, actually, how all of us connected in trying to release our rage. It should pass it on, shouldn't it?
Well, and it was set up that way tonight.
Excellent.
The energies were set up for that tonight. That's why we are. This is an experiment, much bigger experiment than the channel realized. Till just before the show, too late to turn back.
I'm sure she loves it. Is there a test?
No, no test. You will all be watched, monitored. Now, I'm not like guinea pigs. Please don't go there with this. Lovingly watched. And assisted. I'm not going to leave you in the lurch here. If you've tuned in tonight, it's because you have the intention to shift and change and transform it. We want you to understand, every one of you, that you're far more than you know. Far more than you know. You can have huge impact. You're just now awakening. This is what you came to do. And you're right, Veronica, joining together. This is the reason for the radio shows to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Collective energy. And all of you listening tonight would be amazed if you were together how much you would really understand, recognize, relate to one another in some way.
And we're going to have our party with ecstasy eventually.
Yes. Exactly. And you're all connected in much bigger ways than you know. You can't see what we know. You notice we didn't say see.
When you lifted shame, I felt absolutely light for a few days after that. And that was a collective event as well.
That's right, it was.
It was wonderful.
Now, we're going to ask all of you now to close your eyes, if you will, if you're willing. We won't force you. And allow us to come and be with you, to be intimate with you. To surround you now with our love. Yes, we could be with each and every one of you at the same time. And just in your mind now, You don't have to speak the words unless you want to. Tell us what you want to heal. Where's the rage? Is it God or Mom and Dad? Brothers, sisters, husbands, wives. DTs. Is there frustration at not being who you want to be right now? Or where you want to be? Is it the struggle that makes you filled with rage? I'm tired of struggling. I'm tired of being depressed. I want to feel safe. I want to be thin. What is it? I want to mate. You can tell us. Where's the rage? Pull it up and out. Let us help you. And love you through it. Who do you hate? But underneath that is really love and hurt. What he hates. For some of you, it's your whole life. Some of you, it's circumstances. For some of you, it's illness, handicaps, let us assist you. You're not alone, dear ones. You're not alone. You've turned a corner now. We encourage all of you tonight, when you go to bed, if you desire to call us in, as you go to sleep, ask us to work with you in the dream state. We love you. And we are more than happy to do this.
Thank you so much.
We love you all. The love that's held for you on this side of the veil, there are no human words to describe. We've told you this before. We touch everyone's heart right now. love. Any more than that, and it would be too much. You'd go poof. We love you, dear ones. We love you, Veronica.
Thank you. I love you so much. Thank you.
Until we speak with all of you again. Namaste, dear ones.
Namaste. Thank you so much. And I don't know if Jackie's coming back on, but I know a piece of you is within her, within us, and it can, and a piece of us is within you, and it can be no other way. And that's Jackie's blessing to you, and thank you so much to the team. Looking forward to hearing from many of you to see how well you enjoyed this or what you're learning and what we're all sharing. Much love to you. See you next Thursday at 8 o'clock here on BBS Radio.